Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Night Shadows. I'm Stuart Best, where the paranormal is normal, where that which you thought you knew, you didn't. And where the future can be known if you know exactly where to look.
Well, good evening, everyone. Thanks for tuning in and listening, and welcome tomorrow night, to the new United States of communism. And the people evidently wanted it so, and so now they're going to have it stuffed down their throats. And they deserve it. They deserve it. And I don't feel any remorse for any of them at all anymore. Not only did Trump not do anything, which I long suspected he was part of it, and now I think I have total proof that that's true. And Psalm 2 never lies, and it never exempted any of them. And on we could go, but I guess it really doesn't matter. We got Larry on his phone down there in the Southland, tuned in to everything that's going on. Hi, Larry.
Hey, Stuart.
Well, we have quite a day, I guess, upcoming tomorrow. There's a number of things that could happen. False flag, major false flag. Maybe the military refuses Biden. I read an article, though, that said that they'd already taped the inauguration, and that was what was going to be shown to the American people. I mean, nobody's going to know anything about what really has happened because we're not going to be allowed to. And I wouldn't believe anything that they put on Communist Fox News or Communist News Network or MSNBC. Folks, we're in a lot of trouble. And you're going to find it out. That's what happens when people abandon the Lord Jesus Christ, when you give him the finger, et cetera, et cetera. You pay a horrible price. If you think the killing of millions and millions of babies is not an affront to the Lord because of innocent blood shed, then you do not know who the Lord is. And you do not know at all of how awful his payback is going to be. It's falling on deaf ears, Larry. They're not even listening anymore. I can tell from the emails you get and the lack of people even caring anymore. It's like it's like they're in a, I don't know, what is this, a part of the spell as well? What do you think?
Well, I suppose there is a masterful spell has been wound around the American people, and for them to sit back and allow it to come to where it has, well, there's not much you can say. I mean, people's choice, and we've already learned that Biden is about to crank up the abortion mills to full
yep.
blast. Now, will God just close his eyes and try not to look at that? Or will he decide enough is enough? You know, I don't have a clue. Now, I was watching, there's somebody that I watch occasionally on the Internet, Full Spectrum Survival. He talks some really common sense stuff,
mm-hmm.
even preps and other things. But he said today, he said, what you have seen just happening in Washington, D.C. with the full militarization, he said, You better watch out, because he said not only is the next 24 hours going to be extremely critical to the way this nation goes, the next 2 weeks is going to be very critical, because we could begin to have troubles or splits within the country. And at the same time, he said in the next 2 weeks, our enemies could take full advantage of our confusion.
Yeah, I think they will. The timeline, as far as I can see, we've been wrong a lot all the time on the timelines, but we have had just a tremendous amount of, signs in the cosmos, which are not regulated and cannot be fooled around with by mankind, announcing the end, particularly of America Babylon. I wrote a blog. The links are up. On one was O Babylon, thine end has come. I recommend everybody listen to it or read it and prove it wrong. We're in a lot of trouble. And the American people have allowed it, like Larry just said. You're sitting around twirling your thumbs while the communist Chinese infiltrated and have been doing it for years our educational system. From grade school on up, and I can remember way back in, I think it was 1990, I can't remember when I was on the Art Bell Show, and I was telling people that the school systems have been infiltrated, and caught a lot of flack for that. Well, here you are, daddies and mommies. You have now sold your children into eternal ruin, basically. And I don't see where the Lord is going to do much about stopping judgment now. And here's something. Sidney Powell, the high-profile attorney, vowed to release the Kraken in a lawsuit alleging widespread fraud in Georgia, resulting in the victory for Joe Biden, has voluntarily dropped her legal actions less than 24 hours before Biden's inauguration. All the stuff she filed in the 11th Circuit Court of Appeals and agreed with defendants, including Governor Brian Kemp, Secretary of State Brad Raffensperger, or whatever he calls himself, to have the case dismissed. So there you go. I'm beginning to wonder if there ever was the massive fraud that they were all claiming. There has been no evidence of it. They won't produce it. They just talk about it. So we've been scammed. Like I've told people for years, you're being scammed. So I don't think people got any complaints at this point, Larry. I think they deserve what they get. And unless I'm reading this wrong, as soon as Biden takes office, the hellacious acts of communism is coming down upon the American people with a vengeance. Too many people have said, we're coming for you. Now they're calling all Trump people as a cult, and they need to have they need to be reprogrammed. Well, that's exactly what Hillary Clinton warned about years ago. We need to send the American people to re-education camps. For years, I produced documents, even military documents, about these re-education camps. What did I get? Mocking, laughing, scoffing. Well, you're going to be in them now, folks. They're coming for you. I wish people would get it through their thick skulls as to what's happening to them. What is going wrong, Larry, other than maybe you're right. The spell of the witchcraft spell of Babylon evidently includes an awful lot of stuff.
Well, as you were talking, I was kind of wondering, I'm a little too old to be re-educated, so what kind of camp do you think they'll send me to?
They probably won't. They probably just shoot you on the doorstep. So, you know, it's sad, but it's deserved. Folks, when God says he's going to judge a nation, he means it. If you could go back into the history books and read what happened to Israel and the people of Israel, it's going to happen to you now. The spirituality of the American people is about zero now. The Christian church is so obviously satanic at its core now embracing everything evil and repudiating all that is good, you have only one way to go. And tomorrow, unless Trump pulls some sort of a victory, or we have a UN or an army uprising or seizing of power, which is very possible, of course. Some people are saying the U.S. military is now in control. What have you got on that, Larry, that the military is actually in control now?
Well, I don't know anybody that knows if that's really true, actually. There's continuous reports of continuity of government being in action at the present time, including FEMA. And supposedly there are rumors, and I have to say again, rumors, because I can't find anybody that really knows. Now, I know a lot of people for the last few months have said they knew and this is what was going to happen, but nothing they ever said happened. So there are a lot, though, that are saying that they think that Trump has handed over the exchange of power from the presidency to the military. But I suppose we'll wait and see. Now, something I thought about today, I thought about it, and I brought it up on Augusto's show today, was the fact that the time frame we seem to be in seems to be right with the Torah codes, because an anomaly, it seemed, in the Torah codes that Barry Rothman found, and that was a Torah code that literally has Milley, who's a present general right now over the Joint Chiefs of Staff, he's in charge, has him linked with martial law and Biden and Trump. Now, how can that be? You either got a Trump or you got a Biden. But what the scenario is, we've got a outgoing Trump and a supposed incoming Biden with Milley being in the middle at the present time. Now, will that produce martial law? I don't know, but I guess we're going to find out. But that Torah code has kind of caused me to think on it all day.
Yeah, I just wonder, because the U.S. military is very closely aligned, actually, to the United Nations. And a lot of our military operations that most people think they were U.S. operations were not. They were U.N. operations utilizing the U.S. military. You may notice that on all uniforms now, the American flag is backwards. It's not upside down, it's backwards. And there's probably a good reason for that. And as I've said on some of my blogs, do not forget State Department Document 7277, which hands our military over to the United Nations. If we go under martial law, I believe we will be going under a United Nations communist operation. And even if they tell you, well, when the emergency's over, then we'll give you all that stuff back. You'll have your Bill of Rights. You'll have your Constitution. It's a bald-faced lie that we're following, actually, the Illuminati playbook to the letter. So we'll just have to see whether there's a rogue in the middle here, and the Lord is going to give a future delay or a further little bit of a delay, but it sure doesn't look like it. You can only give the finger to the Lord so long. We've already inherited under Deuteronomy chapter 28 almost all of the curses. And those curses, if you read them, will follow America until it is totally, utterly destroyed. I haven't seen any repentance from anyone. I haven't even heard the word. If there's no godly repentance in this land, there is no salvation for the United States. And the people are going to embrace a full communism, worse than anything, even probably in China. And the American people evidently deserve it, or the Lord would not do it. But you just cannot ignore all of what is all around you. Here's from Hal Turner. Now, I don't know if this is true or not. He says he really can't vet it. Broadcast TV stations told to prepare for martial law. 72-hour emergency alert system. Preemption. So here's what he got it from. He says this is from a TV station employee. I work at a mid-sized TV station. We just had a visit from the FCC along with two people with badges. I didn't get close enough to see what the agency they were with. We've been told to prepare for all of our programming to be preempted from 8 a.m. tomorrow morning, that's Wednesday morning, for up to 72 hours. So don't be surprised if you go black. Don't be surprised. If this is a military takeover, this is exactly what the Illuminati playbook said they wanted to do. And you can't trust anybody. You just can't anymore. The Bible tells you not to trust anyone, particularly not your government. Oh, we're here to help you. Bang. Gee, that person went over real easy. Go in the house, kill all the kids, rape the woman, and go to the next house. What in the world has happened to you people out there? I'm not talking to the people that listen. They basically already know what's going on. I'm talking to the American people. I'm even talking to the military. What has gone wrong with you? You are sick. You are totally sick. You sold out. And in selling out to the communists, you sold out your own family, your own children. You're worthless. Absolutely worthless. And that is why the Lord Jesus Christ is going to destroy you here and take you to a very bad, bad place. I've warned about this for the last 30-odd years. And all I've gotten back is mocking. Well, the mocking is now going to cease. You're going under a yoke of which the American people have never, ever thought could happen here. The only reason it happened, you wouldn't believe it when you were told it. You said, no, not going to happen here. You're an idiot. You're a freak. You're a tinfoil hatter. That's what I was told. Okay, well, wear your tinfoil hat at your FEMA camp as you watched your family destroyed in front of your face. Okay, that's what the communists love to do. That's what they love to do. And you allowed it to happen. And the people of Georgia, who couldn't get off their fat butts, have destroyed the United States of America and everybody in it. And that was the final blow. And nobody cares whether the election was stolen or not stolen. What a bunch of wusses and girly men we have in our nation today. Well, when they come for you, what are you going to do? Are you going to kill them before they kill you? If you see a blue helmet UN thing going by your place, what are you going to do? Are you going to go out there and lay down? Are you going to fight? What are you going to do? And this is only about planet Earth. How about eternity? What a bunch of idiots. I don't wonder that the term stupidity virus is in the Torah codes. I've never seen such stupidity of the American people in my life. I can't believe this has happened. But this is what happens when you reject Jesus Christ and when you reject God the Father, who gave you all the blessings. And that includes you military people out there, and your sheriff departments, and your police departments. God gave you all these blessings. He urinated on it. Now you're going to get paid back. You better pray that somehow the Lord is going to give a delay so that you can repent and get under the wings of the Lord. But you know what the Lord said to Jerusalem? I would that you would have come under my wings and I would have protected you, but you would not. What does it say about America, Babylon? I would have healed you, but you would not. And now you got people like AOC who's calling for more funding to de-radicalize Trump supporters.
that Trump supporters are enemies of the state? Are you people following any of this at all? Do you understand what they are telling you? And they've been telling you now for a long, long time. Why are you not listening? Like maybe you will when you see your children taken away from you. Maybe then you'll start to listen. I don't know, Larry. What do you do? How do you fight back? How do you educate people that don't want to be educated?
Well, I today, when I was doing my prayer walk, I really told the Lord that I knew now why Jeremiah sat outside the gate and just wept. He could just only sit and weep. And because at his day and time, all the people disregarded the warnings also. But what's interesting, Stuart, you mentioned, and by the way, if people say, you asked them what they're going to do, I suppose they could all put on their mask and hide. I don't know. But other than that, I would have to say that you mentioned the communists. What we're seeing literally playing out in America is exactly the communist playbook for controlling the people in China. I mean, who would believe that today they're literally turning off the lights by the big tech controls and they're shutting voices down. There is no voice but their voice. That's China.
Yeah, and in fact, I got I don't know what they call it on YouTube, some sort of a strike, I guess they call it, because I don't know what I said, something wrong, but they said you cannot say anything against the World Health Organization, deep communists, health or CDC, deep communists, FBI, most of not I can't say that I can say the rulership are committing high treason. Homeland Security, that's all about treason. They have been going about this for years and years. I showed all the documents in the Iron Mountain series. I proved what I was saying with their own documents. All they're doing is following what they themselves said they were going to do. You're seeing the apex of it. And what happened when I put those those videos out, those documentaries? Never happened here. Never happened here. Well, it has happened, and it's been happening right along. You're just seeing the apex of it. You're seeing the final phase of it. And I don't know what's going on. I don't know why we need 20,000, 30,000 troops in Washington, D.C. And now they're vetting those. Ten soldiers have been demilitarized, I guess. They must have said something on Facebook. You've lost your free speech now. I can't say anything now about the World Health Organization that counters that. When I was speaking about the virus and all this other stuff, they've got a whole list of things you cannot say or you'll be deplatformed. Well, I'm going to leave YouTube. I'm not staying on YouTube. I'm not going to deal with these communists. My prayer for YouTube, Twitter, and Google is that the Lord destroy them for what they have done to people. I really pray that the Lord destroys them all and gets rid of, well, he is going to, we just know that, but this is part of the punishment we have to go through before he destroys them all. What you're watching is Satan rising up his ugly head via Daniel's fourth beast power and the Revelation 13 beast. It's been in front of the American people for years, and they just will not. Well, of course, prophecy in the church is, you don't even talk about it. You got a whole bunch of pastors that are traitors to the Lord Jesus Christ. They're traitors to their parishioners. I wouldn't want to be any of them. It's horrible what they're doing to their parishioners. And they deserve what they're going to get. And Peter explains that very well. He says, your damnation slumbers not. your damnation slumbers not. Horrible fate. Anyway, what else can we talk about, Larry? We've got about 5 minutes.
Well, as I was saying, you know, we're going to have to watch closely, especially the next 24 hours. And you read the report where possibly the emergency systems will begin to operate about 8 in the morning. Maybe they will, maybe they won't. We really don't know. But people need to be aware of their locations and where they are. If you really messed around and not put on a last-minute prep, you need to go do it. You need to get her done. You need to get up early in the morning and finish it. If nothing happens, I'm sorry I troubled you. But on the other hand, if something does happen, you might be glad you did.
Yeah, I think an awful lot of people just, they don't believe it. It's cognitive dissonance, I think that's what they call it, where you can present fact after fact after fact after fact, and they still will not believe it. In fact, I was reading an article today about that, and the only time they're going to believe it is when they are rounded up and put in a concentration camp. Then they'll believe it. There's something really gone wrong with it all. And, by the way, BGR and Borderlands CDs will be one day late. I'm holding it up to find out about tomorrow because it's crucial. We're at a turning point, and the only hope that people have is that the Lord will provide a further delay, but I don't see why he should. The abortion mills are still operating, and human life over here means about the same thing it does over China. It doesn't mean anything. We're down. Babylon is fallen. And again, I urge people to go to thelightgate.com and read that blog, or the Lightgate blogger or Lightgate blogger, either one. The only difference is you put the in front of lightgateblogger.com and read those. You're in trouble. And this is it, I believe. I think the time schedules prove it, and the signs in the heavens prove it, and that the Lord is about to hammer the entire Babylonian system here in America. And I don't know, what's your final word for this, Larry? I don't know, what do you tell people?
Well, I was going to say there is a little intelligence came in late this evening that there's a big naval military buildup off the area of Long Beach, California. I saw some video, and I did get a phone call. I won't identify who called me a day or so ago and warned me that there was intelligence that it was very possible the U.S. was going to get hit during this next 5 to 7 days. So we really literally have to kind of be on guard every day from now on for a while. We're in a very dangerous time, Stuart. We're very vulnerable.
Yeah, this is from that ne'er-do-well search your fall. Biden, 10-day blitz to destroy America comes with a mark of the beast warning. This is what all this is about. It's about the mark of the beast. It's about China's social credit system. It's about killing millions and millions of Americans, rounding them up, torturing them to death. You let it happen, folks. Sorry. Have to tell you that. But all the folks out there in America, they let this happen. And that's what happens when you laugh and all you're interested in is your TV shows, your hot dogs and your hamburgers and your brats and your sports. America was warned about that. Mad upon their idols. Well, this is your reward for it. So, anyway, Larry, thanks for coming on. If we can, we'll be back on Friday, but I'm not sure we're going to be able to. We'll just have to see what's happened. Probably not. But anyway, we'll try and keep you posted. So, I guess that's about it, Larry. You can't warn these people. We've warned them for years and years, you and I both. So It is what it is. Anyway, thanks a lot, folks. Take care. Good night.